The podcast.
It's all good. Here we go.
For the genuine Telstra stores, Dean Street, Albury, and Wodonga Plaza.
Tom and Ollie.
Here's a quick bit of news for you, Tom, and you might like this. Pretty exciting, well, in a way. In New South Wales, as of now, you can now be prescribed medicinal marijuana if you can prove that you need it and that you have exhausted standard treatment options.
420 blaze it, bruh.
Exactly right. Yeah. People are, excited,
are
happy.
They?
There's a lot of relief for people who have serious illnesses.
Sure, yeah. Well, that's what it's mainly
on
for,
on the serious side of things. I guess on the other light side of things, people are having a laugh. But, you know, I'm not here to laugh about marijuana.
No.
But what I will say is that I'm glad this has happened. Because
why?
I myself have an injury that I will be applying for my own dosage. I rolled my ankle at soccer on the weekend. And you might laugh, Tom, but, you know, it hurts.
Yeah.
And for a fact, medicinal marijuana is a painkiller.
Yeah.
And I have exhausted most options.
Have you taken a Panadol?
Well, yes.
Have you tried that?
I've had one Panadol.
Okay. Have you tried
it? Didn't work. So I'll be applying.
Did you try a Nurofen? Some anti-inflammatory in it as well, so it might be
better. I haven't gone that far.
Right. Okay.
But I'm thinking that...
Didn't you just say you'd exhausted
I said most options.
Right.
And I think that's basically the same as all options.
Yeah, okay.
And so I'll be approaching my GP.
Oh, mate, it makes sense. Panadol, Nurofen, weed, doesn't it?
not even Nurofen. I'm just going Panadol. Panadol. Wait, because, you know, fair's fair. And I play sport. I got an injury. I think it's only fair that I can go to my GP and get a bit of grass.
Ollie, I've had a building revelation, and I want to see if you can debunk this theory, because it's an easy theory that I think could easily be debunked if it's not true, right?
Building as in it's been growing, or it's about a building?
No, it's about a building,
oh.
Right? So... I've recently had a housemate move in, so I'm no longer living by myself. And
longer deeply alone. This is a massive change for you, because for a long time you've been very much alone.
That's not what I want to talk about, Ollie.
Okay, well, I'd rather talk about that. But
one thing that happens at night when I'm lying in bed with a new housemate is, look, the kitchen, if he's cooking and stuff at like 10 o'clock at night, it's going to be a little bit noisy and stuff, right?
He's up late, isn't he?
He certainly is. Going to the gym, smashing it out, right? But what I've revelationed is I don't think I've ever lived in a house where I've shared a wall with the kitchen. My bedroom has shared a wall with the kitchen. I don't think a house exists where a bedroom shares a wall with a kitchen. How about that?
My last house, I shared a bedroom wall.
No,
with
you
kitchen.
Didn't. No, you didn't. Which one?
What's it called? Young Street.
In Young Street, you shared...
There was a walk-in row between...
That doesn't count. That is not a shared wall. You shared a wall with the living space that has an open-plan kitchen.
I've been to your house. Your bedroom isn't next to the kitchen?
Yeah, it's not next to the kitchen. That's what I'm saying. Oh. I don't think I've been in a house. I don't think builders / architects put bedrooms sharing a wall with a kitchen. I don't think that happens.
Okay.
And I think I've blown this wide open.
I'm thinking now.
# Hamish Blake.
Yeah, you stole that line, didn't you? Yep. I can't think of one.
You can't think of one,
right,
can you?
Right now.
My childhood house, I go back to like Wycliffe's, where I lived in as a child. No. I can't remember.
Nah, look, I think you're wrong. I think it happens. I'm thinking about my first childhood house, and I think it was a large-ish house, and I'm quite certain the kitchen was in the middle, which means the bedroom had to be next to it.
No, but I'm saying like the kitchen wall is literally being shared with the bedroom wall.
Yeah,
and I don't think that exists. 13, 12, 16, we're going to put it to the phones, Ollie.
I think you're wrong.
Have you had a house that shared a wall, both the bedroom and the kitchen? And I'd love an architect or a builder to give me a call to see if this is a rule that you don't put bedrooms and kitchens next to each other.
I'm intrigued, Tom. I think it has to happen, though.
13, 12, 16. Give us a call. Because I feel like there's no way.
Why?
Like, there's no house that I've ever been to that's shared a wall with a kitchen and bedroom.
Yeah, all right. Well, the answers are out there.
Is my theory correct? I have blown something wide open, Ollie, to steal Hamish and Andy's segment. I think that... There is not a building that's been built.
A house.
That has shared a bedroom wall with a kitchen wall. Now, I'm not saying Like that there's, you know, an open plan kitchen. So if you share it with the living room, yeah, you're sharing it with the kitchen. No, I'm saying a direct wall share between a kitchen and a bedroom. That's a huge revelation I had last night.
I don't think it's true. I think you're wrong.
While sitting on the toilet.
Doing some thinking, some serious thinking.
Serious thinking. Ollie, to back me up with this, I've got Matt, a carpenter with 4 years experience, 4 years qualified experience, I should say, Matt, who's from Wodonga. Good morning, Matt.
How you go?
What do you think about this one? Have I opened your mind to something here?
Yeah, I reckon you have opened your mind to a lot of things.
Matt, I don't believe it. What's the deal?
Oh, well, in the time I've been a carpenter, I've never seen a kitchen share a direct wall, ever.
A direct wall, Ollie. And I think direct wall is a clear thing, because, Matt, you've built them with, like, wall robes and stuff in between, haven't you?
Yes, bathrooms and walk-in robes in between them, but that's it. That's,
well, Tom, Tom and Matt, I bring, Tom, you, to your mind, my old house in Brighton.
Yeah.
1920 style. Yeah. I'll give you that house.
Yeah.
Yes, my bedroom.
Yeah, it did.
Back onto the kitchen.
I would call your bedroom more of a study, though.
Oh, insulting. How dare you call my old bedroom a study?
Got Marie from Thaguna. Marie, do you agree with me, or have you got a house that shares a wall?
I have a house that shares a wall.
Yeah, right, okay.
And it's a new house, isn't it?
Yes.
But explain, like, is it literally sharing a wall, or is there something in between it? Explain the layout for us.
The layout is, if you're standing at the kitchen bench,
yeah,
you are staring directly into the master bedroom.
Okay, so you're staring into the bedroom or through a wall?
No, through the door.
So, like, the door opens into the kitchen.
That's weird.
There must be some space in
is
front of the
weird?
Door.
Is that weird? Is that weird to kind of open to the kitchen?
Yeah, so, like, where the kitchen table is, the door opens into and you're looking straight at the person cooking their food in the kitchen.
But that's not sharing a wall, Murray, I don't think.
So do you mean the actual...
Yeah,
wall.
Like
wall.
An actual wall share, where your bedroom backs onto the kitchen, or the kitchen backs onto the bedroom.
Yeah, I don't think that's possible, is it?
Exactly.
No, I think it is. I think it is, because my old house did. But Tom, you have some gall to call Marie weird. I recall your last house, your kitchen shared the bathroom door, the toilet door entrance.
When was
Glen
that?
Glen Waverley.
Oh, yeah, that was weird.
Now, that's weird.
Yeah, that
and
was
And gross.
Weird. It's because we knocked a couple of walls out.
Is that what it was?
But I think this is still open.
Oh, it's not open.
Yeah, it is. I will not stop until I've heard from an architect that says that this is not what we do. So 13,
all
12,
right.
16, I'm
well,
keeping
we can't
it open
change topics until we
then,
get a final answer.
No. We'll just keep it open for the rest of the show.
Okay.
But I just think that I'm right and that everyone should praise me for opening their minds to such an incredible revelation.
I would never go that far.
Okay.
Tom, quick story before the news.
Yep.
I think anyone playing Pokemon Go will have experienced this. It's a moment where you go, is this really happening? Am I really doing this? Is this app making me do this? I was at the checkout of Aldi, and there was two guys in front of me. I was up next. And the two young guys, were chatting to the cashier about Pokemon Go and what level they were at.
Of course.
Yeah? And they were saying, the two customers are quite high up, level 21, 22, getting pretty serious.
Jeez.
And the cashier was saying, oh, I'm only like level 13. Like, I haven't been catching
like,
much Pokemon
like
above level 600. Yeah, like you, Tom, and like myself. And I found myself chiming in, you know? I was like, hey, yeah, mate, I'm with you. I'm kind of where you're at. Right? And so you're striking up conversations about Pokemon Go with strangers, and you just, it's sheepish as well. You're all grinning a little bit because you all know how absurd it is that you're chatting about a virtual game, you're comparing virtual Pokemon that you've caught and different levels that you're at, and like, where have you been? And then these two kids go, and me and the cashier, he's going, yeah, my house has got like a Pokestop, like right near it in the gym. But I just haven't been able to get those great Pokemon yet. And I'm like, yeah, mate, look, I haven't got any gyms near me. And the whole while, you're just going, what have we become? But part of me goes, it's great, because where else am I striking up a conversation with a stranger that is light, friendly, you know, has a shared common sort of commonality to it? It's kind of this weird, obscure, but beautiful little community.
I would say we're going back to the 50s, Ollie, like back into the day when people used to talk to each other. And if any old person says these days kids don't talk to each other, You just go, Pokemon Go.
We talk about Pokemon Go.
Obviously. Silly old man.
And I loved how the guys were saying, what team are you on? It doesn't matter. They were saying, it doesn't matter what team. Valor, Mystic, it doesn't matter. It's all about working together. It's 7:30 on a Tuesday, which means, well, 7:47 now, but Fountain of Ideas.
Holly's Fountain of Ideas.
Yeah, baby.
Such a gross sound effect.
That is the fountain flowing with ideas, and today is no different. It's a massive idea called Make It Count. If you can count to 20 the most accurately in your head, then you get the prize. What is the prize, you ask me? Well, it is a 2-for-1 voucher to the Asylum Ghost Tours in Beechworth.
A voucher.
Okay, not a voucher. A 2-for-1 offer. It's a 2-for-1 offer.
You I win an say. Offer.
You are making a saving of $30+. This is Star FM at its finest right here, okay?
Oh, God, it's so lame.
Head to Beechworth for a lovely day trip. Now, we have got one competitor, I believe.
All right, let's hope
they
still
dropped
there.
Off before, but maybe they've called back. Good morning, who's this?
G'day, this is Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Chris, you reckon you can count to 20?
Yeah.
Good on ya. Clever. Well, mate, at this stage you're in the box seat. We need another competitor
I'll
for
play.
This to work. No, you can't play, Tom.
Why not? Why can't I play?
13, 12, 16, need one more competitor to go up against Chris.
Chris, you want to ask some people to call up for us?
I don't know anyone around Shepparton, though.
Yeah, no, but just call,
it's
like,
not
ask
in,
people
it's
across.
It's not because his interest to get competitors, is it?
Yeah, probably not.
He wouldn't want, he'd want no one to call up.
13, 12, 16 is the number, though, Chris. I thought you could go, hey, guys, call up 13, 12, 16.
You Chris, know? Are you a bit of a metronome, mate? You reckon you'd be able to count to 20 accurately?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
So, well, 1 to 20, yeah?
Yeah, basically. But my theory is if you count out loud, then you're going to kind of give away to the competitor
Chris,
you're counting.
I'm just going to debunk this whole segment right here now and give you a voucher because, Ollie, you haven't thought of one major issue here.
What?
When we have phones on, we can only have one phone line on. So how is the person going to yell out and say 20 if we've only got one phone line selected through the radio? Chris, Chris, you're the phone line selected
now.
Okay,
so then that's why. Okay, so let's just do...
I just want tickets to Bulldogs and Kangas.
Oh, right. Nah, you've called a different radio station, Chris.
Are you serious, mate? You didn't call for a fountain of ideas?
Yeah, I'm a North supporter.
Okay, well, I'm giving you tickets to Beechworth, Asylum Ghost Tours.
Do you want that?
Oh, what?
No, get rid of him. He doesn't want that. Get rid of him.
I think
get
he was calling out for Star FM Shepparton.
Yeah, wrong one. Good morning. Who's this?
Chris.
Another Chris.
Different Chris.
Another Chris.
Mate, you keen for the Beechworth Asylum Ghost Tour tickets?
Oh, look, I'll give it a go.
Yeah. All right. Chris, stay on the line for us. We've got somebody else. Morning. Who's this?
It's Carl. How are you?
Hey, Carl. Haven't talked to you in a while,
so,
mate.
Tom, here's the deal. I think we have to go one at a time.
What? No, this is going to take way too long.
Okay, so how is it going to work with two phones?
Exactly. You tell me. You're the one that designed this segment.
Well, Kyle, mate, you're too late. We're going with Chris, and Chris is versing Tom. Chris, you're versing Tom, okay?
Oh, my God. We are way over
Chris,
now.
Chris, you ready to go, mate?
No. Look, Chris, we're going to grab your number. We need to go to a break, Ollie, and we'll come back and
when
play.
When are we going to come back and do it?
We'll play in about 3 minutes' time.
All right. Tom, I think you might have cursed a local business.
What are you saying?
Do you recall maybe 2-3 days ago when I disclosed the My Country Taxi, the new business?
MCT, yeah.
MCT. It's just like an Uber-style taxi service.
Well, it's not like it. It's an exact rip-off. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it is very similar.
I mean, we should call it Lifts for Cash.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, you were saying it was copying Uber. But I mean, yeah, it is. That's the whole point. I don't see your point. Anyway, they launched over the weekend, Tom.
Oh, that's good.
And a bit of a lackluster start, apparently. Yeah, okay. They only had 15 jobs. And there are some server issues. But hey, that is no drama. Because Pokemon Go had server issues.
Yeah.
And that has gone from strength to bloody strength. So if I have any insight into this, and I don't, but if I did, I'd be saying that My Country Taxi, do not lose faith.
Yeah.
Because your jobs will increase just as my Pokédex has increased day to day.
Level 15. Downloaded...
Thank you very much. Level 15. What are you? Level 10? Don't care.
Have you downloaded My Country Taxi yet?
Of course. I haven't got it yet, no.
Well, why don't you practice what you preach, mate, and download the things that you want to support?
Getting it right now.
No, you're not. Are you not?
Yes, I am. Right now.
No, you're sitting there with your arms crossed.
Tom, it's the bloody radio. If I say I'm getting it right now, you just say, good on you, man.
Hey,
I'll try again. Okay, now I'm getting it.
No, you're not.
It's been a long time coming, but we are about to play my Fountain of Ideas game, Make It Count.
No time for the opener. Extremely late towards
the news. No time. Here's how it works. We've got Kyle on the phone, and we've got Chris on the phone. Both are competing for a Beechworth Asylum Ghost Tours 2-for-1 voucher.
Chris from Wodonga, are you there?
Yes.
Kyle from Brockesby, how long are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, boys, you've got to count to 20 the most accurately. When you get to 20, say your name. And it'd be my advice is that you can in your head, but you can count out loud if you think that's going to help.
Oh, don't count out loud.
All right, boys, are you ready to go?
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, my finger, I'm going to count down. I'm going to click start on my timer on my phone when I click get to zero, okay? 3, 2, 1, 0.
See, this would have been a great time to have like a ticking clock or something, Ollie.
No, it wouldn't, because then it would that would have given the time away, you stupid boy. You need silence. We are about the halfway mark, I can say that. Around about the halfway mark. We're getting closer. Who's it gonna be?
Kyle.
Chris?
Chris.
I can reveal that you were both over 20 seconds.
Oh,
Chris,
no.
You timed in at 25 seconds. Kyle, 21 seconds. Kyle, the tickets are yours, mate. You're going to Beechworth Asylum Ghost Tours.
The ticket is yours. It's a 2-for-1 deal.
The 2-for-1, mate. You got the partner to take?
Yeah, probably Dad.
Yeah, sweet.
Okay, you and your dad going to Ghost Tours.
Yeah, nice.
And that is the fundamental success
Chris,
of Fountain of Ideas.
How do you feel? You a bit upset?
I thought I was doing all right and got to the halfway mark and I thought I was about halfway, so I'm like, cruisy, I've got it, but no dice.
Mate, your counting was way off, you need to go back to the drawing board.
Ollie, there's a brand new report out saying that Kyle and Jackie O, you know those crazy radio hosts up in Sydney, on a completely different station and network to ours, it's rumoured that they're going to get $5 million each next year.
Yeah,
I mean, that is just an insane amount of money for a radio presenter.
Oh, it's just gross. I mean, $5 million a year, what do you do with that much money?
On the other hand, we do work bloody hard. So $5 million is probably something that we should really receive.
I think it's not impossible for us to, you know, request at least some kind of wage increase.
That's why I've got Brendo's number in the phone, Bossy Brendo, our boss. I thought we should just give him a call, see what kind of negotiations we can do and see if we can get some a bit more cash for us.
All right, here we go.
Brendo.
G'day, Brendo. It's Tom and Ollie here, mate.
Hello.
Just working hard.
Right.
Working really hard, actually.
We're just doing some research on the web. Have you seen the Kyle and Jackie O new contract, Bossy Brendo?
Yes.
Yeah, and that figure for each of those presenters was
very high.
$5 million, mate.
$5 million
each.
Yes.
Yeah, each.
So let's talk numbers, Brendo, because we are a long way from that. And what's the deal?
Well, if you want to talk numbers, I'd probably take at least 4, maybe 5 zeros off that, and then we'll talk.
Well, we've already done that. We're there right now.
Great. Well, everything's above board. We're good.
Don't like it. Not happy. What can we do?
I'm surprised that you guys are doing your own money negotiations.
Huh?
What? Who should we get?
Don't you have people to do that for you?
Manager? I wish.
Yeah.
Tom's the manager.
So let me cut it straight here, all right? I want $5 million for my colleagues. That is me and my co-host.
And me, Tom.
And yeah, that's you.
All right.
And I would like a Clio Mag subscription.
Is that it?
One Carving It Up voucher per week.
Yeah.
Lock it in.
What if I try to lock in the Carving It Up voucher and the magazine subscription, but we left your salary as it is?
Okay. Listening.
All right. Yep. We'll take that deal. Thank you, Brendo. Cheers. Thank you, mate. Oh, hang on. I think we kind of undercut ourselves, didn't we?
No, we got the wage increase. Well, we've got the Carving It Up.
Yeah, and the Clio. That's good.
That'd be great.
7:06 on a Thursday, which means it's time for the search for the greatest segment of all time with Ideas Bonanza.
Let me hear you say that Ideas Bonanza. B-O-N-A-N-Z-A. Ideas Bonanza. B-O-N-A-N-Z-A.
Still searching. About a year of this segment, Tom. We're still searching for that best idea. Are we going to get there or...?
Well, it's like trying to find enlightenment. It's always a search.
It's a constant process.
It's a constant, you know.
Okay.
You're not going to say religion's wrong, are you? Like, you're not going to go, oh, you know.
Yeah, okay.
You're doing a bad job in with religion.
Well, you're not going to say, I've clocked it.
Yeah, no. Yeah. You're not going to say you clocked it. So, you know.
It's never ending, basically.
Well, we're always searching.
Yeah, right.
You know, some get there, but others...
I thought there's an end point, but there's not, is there?
Maybe one day there will be.
When it gets cut by the boss.
I don't know. Ollie, I have made the claim that I'm going to change the world. Now, there's many different ways that you can change the world. Hmm. One way that I think changes the world is through laughter, humour, comedy.
Togetherness.
Yeah, friendship.
Yeah, right, okay.
Sharing as well can save the world.
Okay.
If we all care.
just generic empty statements.
And so today... I would like to save the world by launching a brand new hashtag.
You're not Walid Ali, mate. You can't launch hashtags.
And I will.
Oh,
right?
God. Let me guess. Sharing is caring.
Hashtag Throwback Thursday. What a very successful hashtag.
You didn't launch
it.
You didn't invent that.
Yeah, what a successful hashtag it is.
Throwback Thursday.
No, I'm telling you what's a successful hashtag. Throwback Thursday. We all know it. You post a photo up.
Yeah.
From something back in the day.
TBT. Yep.
Flashback Friday is the same, similar
yeah.
type of hashtag.
Yeah, yeah.
Very successful as well.
Way Back When Wednesday is another one that's lesser known.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd like to launch a brand new one, Ollie. And I think this one will get us some laughs on the Instagram. Okay?
Okay.
I would like to launch right now, exclusively, but anybody can use it. Hashtag... Photos from Friday night.
That sucks.
What do you mean?
They're different letters.
Photos from Friday night. There's alliteration in there.
Yeah, but it's visual. It's a hashtag.
Yeah, there's, it's
PH and F.
That's no, you type in photos from Friday night. So.
If you did spell photos with an F, that could take off, I reckon.
Oh, you sure? Whatever. Photos from Friday night. Here's what you do. You go to your camera roll now. Ollie, I'd like you to do this.
Nah.
Just pick up your phone.
Ah, fine.
So go to your camera roll and scroll to Friday night. Let's see if you've got any wild backing photos. Because currently on my camera roll, look at this photo, Ollie, of my Friday night. It's my mate in like a hairdressing cocoon
Looks
thing.
Looks like me.
How weird's that?
That is a... Crazy, so, wacky photo.
What I'd do is I'd then post that photo on Instagram with the hashtag photos from Friday night.
I don't mind that.
What have you got on your camera?
Well, aside from the Bachelor screenshots, I've got a lot of those on my phone. I've also got the Mankini photo that you've already posted of me in the sauna at Falls Creek. So,
see, that would be a perfect one for photos from Friday night.
Yeah, that was Friday. Okay, well, so how does this work now? We just all get in our phones.
Well, we all get in our phones and post photos, hashtag photos from Friday night. But I want to hear what they're going to be. So 13, 12, 16.
And of course, tag us, Tom and Ollie.
Oh, please tag us so that we can see them. But 13, 12, 16, if you've got a spare moment, can you check in your camera roll, check Friday night, give us a call, explain the photo.
Okay.
We'd love to hear your photos from Friday night.
Cool.
13, 12, 16, you're on the board of Star FM, saving the world. Right now, it is the search for the greatest segment of all time. It's called Ideas Bonanza.
Let me hear you say that Ideas Bonanza.
Today we're saving the world with a brand new hashtag called Photos from Friday Night.
So, just explain the link between saving the world and what you've started here with the hashtag on Instagram.
Well, ISIS wants to spread fear and hate. What I'm spreading is love and caring and sharing and happiness and laughter. Sometimes, depending on your Friday night. But it's a brand new hashtag that I've launched. Hashtag Photos from Friday Night. You basically put up a photo on Instagram or Facebook or whatever. Hashtag at photos from Friday night, and it's a great way to remember your Friday night. And unlike Flashback Friday, unlike Throwback Thursday, you can do this on any day.
Or Way Back When Wednesday.
Or Way Back When, that is not one. Unlike those, you can post this at any time. However, probably don't do it on a Friday because it's a bit weird.
Yeah, okay.
Like, you're not going to do Friday night on
Friday. I'd call it a bit of a lull. I wouldn't call it saving the world, but I admire your reaching for the stars mentality.
What was your comment before about this? You said that, you know, oh, yeah, it's pretty good because you have a lot of...
My comment was, look, it is good because on Friday night you get a lot of photos and you don't post most of them.
Yeah.
For a reason.
Head over to the Tom and Ollie Instagram. There is a photo that Ollie, you put up of your Friday night. Do you want to explain that?
I have posted one to get the hashtag started. Yep. I've hashtagged it, photos from Friday night, yep. And it's our friend Big John.
Yep.
He's having a bit of fun with a giant urn and a lighter. He's putting the lighter down towards the bottom of the urn.
Oh, really?
You didn't notice that?
I didn't.
Yeah, there's definitely some inferences there. So
it's not okay.
It's not us. It's Big John doing 13, it.
12, 16. We've got Tom from Albury, mate. Morning.
Morning, guys.
You want to get around hashtag photos from Friday night?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I've got a couple of funny ones that
nice.
I didn't realise were on my camera roll.
Yeah, good. I like that you're on speakerphone so that you can look at the photos on your camera roll. Mate, yeah. What are some of the photos from Friday night you've got in your camera roll?
So we're having a bit of a celebration because promotions came out on, got announced on Friday.
Cool. Yeah, nice, cool.
And we're in this kind of, like, dark kind of bar scene, and it's like the three of us just doing that whole, like, we're celebrating kind of selfie, you know, we're all smiling and happy.
Yeah.
And then you kind of scroll to the next one. And Laura's got her mouth open, staring into the wilderness like she's looking at the sea. I'm still smiling and Matt's just looking at the camera like he's a little bit afraid of it. And then you keep scrolling and me, Matt and Laura all have our mouths open, staring into the wilderness like we don't know what's going on.
That's just classic you guys, isn't it?
Yeah. And they were all taken within like 6 seconds of each other, so I don't know what was behind me when I was taking the photo.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, right. Thanks, Tom.
Well, thank you, Tom. And thank you, Tom, on the phone. And thank you, Tom Bainbridge, on the radio for asking for people to call up and describe their photos, because I think we've all experience what that was, and that was a special moment.
Can we just say, though, I think it will be better as a visual medium.
No, more calls, I think. More calls describing photos.
We'll keep the phone lines over there. 13, 12, 16. Tell us about who's in your photo and why their mouths are open.
Riveting stuff. Tom, The Bachelor is probably our favourite show going around. Wednesday nights, Thursday nights, 7:30. If you're not watching it, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
You need to get on board.
Yep.
Because it's a whole lot of fun. Richie is The Bachelor, and every episode he whittles down 22 beautiful ladies to eventually find the love of his life.
Last night, three went home. You probably don't even know their names because you don't know them by now. You're still getting to know the girls, aren't we all?
They are. We are, Tom. But I was thinking about this, and I thought, as every girl goes home, that is another beautiful bachelorette that Richie has sadly not found love with.
Yeah.
But that leaves them in the big wide world still free and single. And I thought to myself, is that a waste? Yes, it is. They're lovely ladies. They're lovely ladies. And there are bachelors on the border who could potentially be keen for one of these girls to have a date with.
Well, why wouldn't you be? They're all beautiful and magnificent and talented and wonderful.
Exactly. I've found such a man. I've found what I think is the border's bachelor.
Really?
And I think you need to meet him.
Would you like a drum roll on this person?
Yes. Let's get a drum roll going and then we'll get our border bachelor on the phone. I'm pleased to introduce you to our border bachelor for 2016, Brad George. Good morning, Brad George.
Good morning and welcome to the program.
well, welcome to you to the program, Brad George.
Yeah, or the Batch Cave, as they called it last night.
They did call it the Batch Cave, the very private place that Alex and The Bachelor went into.
I love that you're across the lingo, Brad, because I think it's time for you to start making up your own lingo as you are our border bachelor. You're a single man. A bit about you, just briefly.
Well, what do you do, Brad?
Well, everyone probably know me as the Bandits Court announcer there at Lauren Jackson Sports Centre.
Yes, that's everyone knows
Saturday
you.
Saturday nights. Yep. Get amongst it, fire the crowd up there, and single, ready to mingle.
Yep, you're single, good. And you've been on the border most of your life?
Yeah, lived here on the border most of my life and really love the place. So a big part of my life has been, you know, growing up here on the border.
Well, we'll get the bad news out of the way first. You're a Collingwood fan, so girls, if you're listening, that's unfortunate, but what can you do?
Tick in the box.
Well, let's talk these ladies, Brad, because, I mean, as I said, last night three girls went home. For you, as the border bachelor, you're now thinking, well, this is an opportunity.
Start trawling social media and see if we can track them down.
Yeah, true.
Brad, let's talk about these girls. So, Tiffany...
Trawling is not a great word to use in this situation, Brad.
You trawl for carp and krill, not beautiful ladies. Now, we had Tiffany, Talinia, and...
Talina and Janie.
Talina and Janie. What are your thoughts on those three? Are any of those girls that you might be keen for a date with?
Yeah, they're nice girls, but obviously they didn't tick the box for Richie last night, did they?
No.
So does that make them a scratch and dent sort of sale or NQR not quite right?
No.
Well, by that theory, Brad, I mean you're not going to get any dates because Richie will be saying no to all the girls and you'll therefore say no as well.
Nah, they're all nice girls and, you know, they've got the great values and things like that. And you sort of got to take it with a grain of salt, don't you? Because at points there last night, when watching the show, you're sort of thinking, I'm watching The Bachelor or Wentworth, because they get really bitchy at times.
Wentworth is an Australian prison drama, a women's prison drama. If you've just joined us, we're joined by the Border Bachelor, Brad George, just announced.
You're not wrong, Brad George. Pretty catty comments. Okay, well then, if those three aren't quite anything that really gets you excited, who is your pick for the show and who would you be gunning to maybe get a date with overall?
I'd like to see Mia come out on top.
Mia? Is there even a Mia?
Well, Mia's gone home. She was.
No, has she?
You had her in our sweep and she's gone home,
mate.
That's
right. So
you need to catch up. She's gone.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought, but I would have loved to have seen her win it, though.
Just quickly, Border Bachelor, Brad George. How old are you?
43.
Yeah, she's 24, mate.
Look what Sam Newman pulls in.
That is no...
Open-neck trousers.
Oh.
Well, that's an indication of our Border Bachelor that we have, Brad George. He will say no at nothing.
Yeah, as a mentor of Sam Newman. Look, okay, we need to find you the perfect girl, Brad George. And I think the next step is...
Maybe tomorrow we touch in, we check in with Brad and we see the girls who've been sent home and we see if any of those girls are right for you, Brad.
We also need a photo shoot happening, but that's a bit difficult to organise. Brad, how are your photoshopping skills, mate? We'd love you to Photoshop your face onto Richie's body.
There you go. That's a good start. And then we might end up with Kira.
If you're lucky.
Kira is an interesting character.
Unlucky.
All right, Brad, we'll check in with you tomorrow.
No problem, guys.
So catch you, mate. The Border Bachelor, Brad George there. Can't wait to find him the love of his life. All this winter, we want you to hashtag get off the couch and you can achieve your fitness goals at PT Fitness with Andy Slattery. We're doing that the Savo at 5:30 if you want to come along. It's our last one.
But Tom, recently I've been concerned that you've been getting too fit for your own boots. You're in peak fitness. That's the fact of it.
Smashing it.
You've been boxing a lot and I was worried that I was losing my edge over you. I didn't want to. I mean, for our entire friendship, I've been the fit one, you know, and you've been the... other one, you know, the not fit one. That's fair. I think that's fair. So what I did was I thought, how can we get some hard stats on this?
Yeah.
So I found the X-Ray Group. They're a new business up in Albury. And what they do is offer full body scans. It's called a life scan. Life scan and the DEXA scan,
I think it is.
And they give you a great rundown, a breakdown of your entire body. So we went down yesterday, Tom. We got the full
It takes 6 minutes, Ollie, which is absolutely incredible. So just lie in a bed, 6 minutes.
And the lovely Ty took us through our results. And you can hear the results for yourself.
Baby, this is what you came for.
Ty, thank you so much for completing the scans. It's now results time. How do we go?
No worries. Well, you both actually went really, really well.
But who did better? Come on.
All right, well, if you want to play that game, Ollie, your total body fat percentage was actually in the athletic range.
Yeah, well, on Facebook, my body tape is athletic.
At 14%.
14%?! What are you?!
They've got no fat on me. Look at me.
Which actually means that there's only 2% of 26-year-old males that have less body fat than you do.
What?
Is that like an elite? Do you call that elite?
Why did I agree to this? It's going to piss me off so much.
I'll call it athletic, not elite.
Okay, well, there you go. Well, so what's... Does Tom compare in that range, or...?
So...
Tom,
your results are equally impressive, Tom.
Fine, they're fine. They're fine.
Tom's body fat percentage is in a healthy range of 24%.
Oh, above average.
Which that means that 45% of 25-year-old males have less body fat than you do. So it's still...
Half of males have better shape body. We knew that. That's not surprising.
All right. So, I mean,
did I beat Ollie in any category?
Yeah, you did. Your bone density T-score was 1.6. and Ollie's was -0.1, which means that your bones essentially are stronger.
Yes! Yes!
Because you eat so much cheese and
why
milk.
Why didn't you tell me that at the start?
I want you to leave feeling good.
You're doing the sandwich. Yeah, exactly. Not the sandwich that I want to eat right now.
Hey, guys, this guy's got great bones. Check him out. What a cool guy.
It's maybe not a pickup one.
Tom, we're talking about our X-ray results after we headed down to the X-ray group yesterday and got a full-body DEXA scan.
You can check it out at LifeScan on Facebook.
They give you, I guess, a breakdown of your entire body and the way that it's built of muscle and fat and bone. An intriguing part of the results yesterday was what we found out about the way your arms are weighted differently, Tom.
You're right-handed, Tom?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, your right hand and your right arm is a lot leaner than your left one.
What's going on there?
Single.
I don't know what you're talking about, Ollie.
Very lean left, right arm and right hand. So something's happening there, Tom. I don't want to go into the details because no one wants to hear about your gross habits at home.
What do you mean? I do...
No.
The Bachelor is on. We have just received a call from one of the eliminated contestants. Who is it, Ollie?
It is live and we are speaking to the lovely Marja. Good morning, Marja.
Morning, Marja.
Morning.
Oh, God, we didn't know whether you were going to call then. The whole of the border was waiting.
Oh, my God, stop.
We're freaking out, Marja. Hey,
thank you for joining us, Marja, and I'm sure you've got a busy schedule because The Bachelor is once again one of the best shows going around. Are you enjoying watching it?
Loving it. Absolutely loving it. It's hilarious.
Surely a surreal experience.
Oh, absolutely. Did you see the roller derby? How funny was that?
Yeah, you did do roller derby with sumo suits on.
Oh, my God, it was hilarious.
Marja, were you a fan of The Bachelor before you went on the series?
A little bit. I wasn't a religious watcher, but I would sort of tune in towards, like, the top 7 or 8 right. for a couple of series, so I kind of knew what was going on.
Well, we're religious watchers, yeah. So we do bow down and pray.
Please do not offend us.
During the episodes. But can I ask, Marja, think at this stage of the show, it's always common that with 22 girls, mm-hmm. there's always going to be some who don't get much screen time.
Yeah.
Now, watching on, is there, now that you can watch it back, having been there, can you sort of watch and go, they didn't include this bit that I talked to Richie and...
Totally. There's so much stuff that isn't included and I get it. Like the last night, there was a few really fun things that happened. Like there was some artwork with Georgia and Richie and I did like a dirty dancing move and stuff like that. So there is a lot of stuff that gets cut, but... Yep.
Tom and I get that because we're consummate viewers of the show, but I'm guessing you would meet a lot of people who go, Marja, you barely even spoke to him.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, that's
cool. I did. It just didn't get shown.
I know. I feel like I have to defend myself and then I'm like, it's fine. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Just start believing it. Like, I didn't even speak to him once. It was really sad.
No, wait, I did.
If you've just joined us, we're talking to Marja there, who got eliminated last night off The Bachelor. Now, Marja, we have to talk about the white rose.
Okay.
This is like, everyone's bloody confused
it's
about
World
the
War
white
III
rose.
With the white rose, isn't it?
Yes, it's just. Well, it is what it is.
Well, the white rose was given out at the start of the series to Alex, and she has the power to steal our bachelor Richie away whenever she wants to a private location. Now, everybody's saying, look, there's some, you know...
It's the moral question of 2016. You know, is it okay to steal the bachelor away during a cocktail party?
Oh, my God, it's totally fine. It's a gift that you're given, and Alex really liked him. If anyone else got the rose, they'd be doing the exact same thing.
Yep. Can I ask, let's talk about the elephant in the room, Kira. Is anyone...
We can't call Kira an elephant, Ollie.
Oh, come on. Is anyone actually on her side?
I am. Okay. I really like Kira. She used to make me breakfast every morning.
Oh, that's cute.
So she's not evil.
She's what?
She's not evil.
She's tough. She's hardcore and she's honest.
Yeah.
But she's also like, what you see is what you get with her. Like she doesn't bitch. Oh, can I say that?
Yeah, you can say that.
She doesn't talk behind your back.
Sure.
She'll just say it to your face, unlike a lot of the other girls. And I really like that about her. She's really cool. She's a really cool chick.
Okay, so what you see is what you get. So when you see her being a bitch, she's a bitch.
She does have a side to her like that, but I think we kind of all do.
Yeah, okay.
You know? Marja, look, to wrap things up here, we've actually assigned the border bachelor, right? So we've actually got a bachelor here on the border in Albury-Wodonga, right?
Uh-huh.
Now, he's very smart. He announces you know, at the basketball. We were just
wondering.
He's
a basketball commentator. He's about 40 years old.
No, I was going to leave the 40 years old thing out, Ollie. Oh, what would you say about possibly, I don't know, catching up with Brad George, the Border Bachelor?
Well, I'm actually in a relationship now.
Damn,
Brad.
Damn.
Yeah, Brad will be shattered.
I really am. So.
Well, then the show works for you then. That's great.
Well done, Marja. Thank you so much. And it was a pleasure to watch you on the screen as well.
Thanks so much, guys. Have a great day.
See you, Marja.
Tom, have you ever wanted to intervene and to change someone's behaviour? And I'm not talking about criminal behaviour or overtly horrible behaviour. Sure. I'm talking petty.
Sure.
Petty things where you've seen someone doing something and you want to just jump in and go, sorry, just don't do that. Do it like this. Now, it's actually your fault that I felt this way because you taught me something that I now see happening and I want to intervene.
What was it?
It's about taking photos on your phone.
Sure.
Right?
Sure, sure.
I was on the weekend, I was at an event and I saw a guy zoom in on his phone. So pinch the zoom in button and then take a photo. Right? Now, you might think, well, what's wrong with that? The guy's zooming in and getting a photo. You've told me, Tom, that that is, in fact, the worst way to get the photo. It's far better to get the photo and then zoom in.
Oh, and then crop it. Did
yeah,
I tell you that?
You told me that.
Oh, what a smart guy.
You get far better definition by holding off on the zoom, getting the photo as normal, as far back as you can, and then zooming in.
Yeah, sure. Well, I mean, it will never beat getting closer to the subject.
No.
We'll never beat that.
But the old zoom in, then get a photo, it always looks blurry.
Oh, the digital zoom on these mobile phones these days isn't quite up to scratch as an optical zoom, of course.
Great. So, well, thank you, Apple man.
No worries.
But I saw this guy doing it. I didn't know the guy. I was a stranger at an event. And I wanted to go, hey, mate, sorry, just so you know, you actually get a better photo if you take the photo without zooming in first. But
did you say that?
I didn't. Ugh. I didn't, of course. It's too course. Weird.
You can't do that.
But isn't it... intervening and changing someone's behavior is you almost, you want to do it, you feel compelled to do it, but you can't.
Yeah.
So 13, 12, 16, what behavior have you seen that you want to change? I'd love to hear if you've had a situation where you've seen a behavior and you've wanted to go, oh, you could change that.
When I'm a pedestrian standing at the traffic lights and there's a car stop next to me, I've always wanted to knock on the window when they've got a Bluetooth phone call going on and I can hear them talking. I don't know if you've ever heard that.
Okay.
But it's like... Hey, John, yes, mate, I'm just going to hang around the front. And it's like, we can all hear your conversation, mate. Like, it's not a surprise.
It's through a speaker.
There. Yeah, exactly.
Very loud. All right, so 13, 12, 16, what behaviour do you want to change? Have you seen a stranger doing something and you've gone,
yeah, nice.
I wouldn't mind just butting in and changing that?
Yeah, great.
13, 12, 16, what behaviour have you seen in public that you wouldn't mind changing? I have an example of this on the weekend. Very petty. I saw a guy taking a photo and zooming in on his camera and then getting the photo. But because I know, I've been told by Tom, the phone expert, that it's better to get a photo first up and then zoom in once you've got the photo, I wanted to go, mate, just so you know. But you're intervening. It's awkward, right?
Another quick one I always want to intervene with, Ollie. If the person wants to use the video for anything, always video in landscape mode. Never video in portrait. You can't use it anywhere.
What about Snapchat?
Well, yeah, that's fine.
Okay,
obviously,
cool.
Snapchat is designed to be portrait.
Well, on 13, 12, 16, we've got Jason. Mate, you've got a behaviour you want to intervene with in public?
Yeah, mate. People walking around in public having a conversation on their phone on speakerphone.
Very, very important people, yeah, Jason.
Yeah. Well, what's the point of it?
Good question, mate.
I don't know.
You're asking the wrong guys. I'm with you. I think there's a phone function for a reason. Turn speaker off.
That's exactly right. And if you don't want to hold it against your head, put a set of headphones on.
Yeah, exactly. Put a bloody set of headphones
Although,
on.
Although, Jason, isn't it... Do you feel a bit weird? I always feel weird when I've got my headset in, walking around talking to myself.
Yeah, not as weird as having a conversation on speakerphone.
You're too right, Jason.
Yeah, good call.
Anybody who's doing that, let it be known.
You've been told by Jason. Bit of Friday fun. Do blondes have more fun? Because Richie on The Bachelor seems to have chosen almost exclusively blonde girls. Yeah. I've just done a full rundown. There's probably two girls left that aren't blondes. The rest of them, Faith last night had a lovely date and they had a lot of fun. So the evidence is stacking up that blondes do have more fun when it comes to girls anyway.
We got Lizzie from Wodonga on 13, 12, 16. Lizzie, do you agree? Do blondes have more fun?
No, I don't. I think blondes are attractive, but redheads have more fun.
Oh, good call. Right.
Maybe because are they making up for the fact that that blondes are more attractive?
What?
Yeah, blondes are more attractive, but redheads have more fun.
Yeah, they bring the party.
Are you a redhead, Lizzie?
Yeah, I'm a redhead.
And how much fun do you have?
I have a lot of fun that people don't know about.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, Lizzie.
Do share. We are live at 8:23.
You've got to keep some things a secret.
I love it, Lizzie. We've also got Sophie from Albury on 13, 12, 16. Good morning, Sophie.
Hello.
Hey, Sophie. Reckon... that's okay. Do blondes have more fun?
No, they certainly do not. They might have more fun because the peroxide's gone to their heaven and missing time
as well.
Come on, guys.
Oh, calling out the fake blondes.
I'm more of a lemon juice in the sun kind of guy, but I've never done that.
So you're not a blonde, Sophie?
No, I'm a brunette.
And you still find that you have fun from time to time?
Oh, look, I dabble in a little fun myself, yes.
Okay, well, that's two.
What kind of fun, Sophie?
It's R-rated. I can't tell you.
We're getting a lot of that, aren't we?
We're
getting so much R-rated.
We've got Mark on 13, 12, 16. One for the blokes,
mate.
Oh,
really?
Mark, you're a blonde? What do you think?
Of course blondes have more fun. Of course they do. There's a reason, there's a saying, and it's because we always have more fun.
Oh, this is our ex-newsreader, Mark Blackman, who's gone to the dark side. Mark, you don't have fun.
Talking about, mate? Have you seen any of my news bulletins? They're riddled with puns, buddy.
I'm going to say, at a party, when Mark rocks up, he does bring the fun.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe it's true across the genders, Tom.
Wow.
I guess I just wish that you were more fun, Tom.
You can get more Tom and Ollie weekdays from 6 a.m. on Star FM.
Check it out.
Or if you're like me and need a Tom and Ollie fix 24/7, check out starfm.com.au.
Tom and Ollie on Star FM.